Hey there, my name is Ivo, founder at endinsomnia.com. Welcome to the former Insomniac podcast. After suffering from insomnia for 5 brutal years and after trying everything to fix it, I developed a new approach targeting the root cause of insomnia, which is actually sleep anxiety or the fear of sleeplessness. In this podcast, I talk about the End Insomnia system, where I share tips, learnings, and insights from overcoming insomnia and tell the stories of people who do, so you can apply the principles to end insomnia for good too. If you want to get a 30-day free email masterclass on how to reduce sleep anxiety that people usually paid $200 for, and also receive this podcast as a newsletter every Saturday, go to endinsomnia.com.
Ever wondered what to do before bedtime? Inside the End Insomnia program, we recommend some activities to help transition into a sleep-ready state. Number one, have a low-pressure wind-down. A low-pressure wind-down, 45 to 60 minutes before the start of your sleep window, helps you shift from the activity and business of the day to a sleep-compatible nervous system state. Unlike pre-bedtime sleep efforts, this wind-down is not intended to make sleep happen. Rather than getting attached to your wind-down, creating a certain outcome, let it be something that can support easeful sleep in the long term and can be an enjoyable end to your day. Choose an activity that you enjoy for its own sake. You could read, listen to music or a podcast, or watch something you enjoy. You could meditate, as long as you're not meditating as a sleep effort. You could relax with your family, do some house chores, or do some art. While you may choose to avoid blue light in the evening to support your circadian rhythm, it's not a big deal to watch a show or a movie if you find that's a good way to relax at night. Many normal sleepers do this. Remember, anxiety is the real problem here, not blue light. You might be anxious before bed as you anticipate the night ahead. For this reason, it's normal if your wind down is not completely calm and peaceful. However, having a wind down allows you to focus on something you enjoy, making you less likely to focus on anxious rumination as bedtime approaches. If anxious thoughts arise during your wind down, that's no problem. Just do your best to focus on the activity in front of you rather than the anxious thoughts. Number two, don't watch the clock. If you feel anxious after you begin your wind down, stop watching the clock when you start your wind down and just go to bed whenever you feel sleepy. If this is a bit before or after the official start of your sleep window, that's okay. This strategy helps you remove any clock-induced pressure from your wind-down routine, allowing you to focus more on being present with your wind-down activity. When you aren't obsessively watching the clock, it will be easier and more natural to notice the cues from your body about when it's time to sleep. Number three, don't force sleep. If you're not sleepy at the start of your sleep window, don't try to force it. Sleepy is different from tired but wired. Sleepiness includes physiological signs such as yawning, drooping eyelids, or nodding off. Instead of trying to force sleep, accept that you're not yet sleepy and accept that the best thing to do is to stay awake until you truly are. There are two options for following this guideline. First, you can stay out of bed until you're truly sleepy. Do something that you find pleasant and relaxing, such as reading a book, listening to a podcast, or watching something until you feel more sleepy. When you feel truly sleepy, then go to bed. Staying up until you're sleepy doesn't guarantee you will fall asleep quickly, but it increases the chances that you will, which is helpful for regaining confidence in your ability to sleep. Some find that staying up out of bed past the start of their sleep window causes them extra anxiety. The second option is to go to your bed at the start of your sleep window, but allow yourself to stay awake until sleepy. Again, you can read, listen to something, watch something, or just rest and relax as best as you can until you truly are sleepy. The point here is to be flexible if you're not sleepy and to accept having more time awake if sleep doesn't seem to be happening. Having a plan of what you do if you're not sleepy helps to avoid frustration and unhelpful reactivity that can make you even more awake. Both options are ways to make peace with the fact that you cannot force sleep to happen. While it can be anxiety producing to reach the start of your sleep window and not feel sleepy, this is not something you have control over. The best thing you can do is to occupy yourself until your body is in a more self-compatible state, and not to make the situation worse by using sleep efforts.